This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I was thinking about, I won't do it. Before we even start,
a large sum of money on the Eagles?
Yeah.
Do it.
That way if the Eagles win, it's like, oh, I have a large sum of money. And if they lose, beautiful. Eagles lost. I was thinking 10 grand. I don't think my wife would agree, hence I can't do it. It was like, all right, the Eagles won, but here's 10,000. Be a lot easier to swallow that.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Yeah. Did you swallow that?
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. I still think it's a genius, almost scheme, not really scheme, just like way of deflecting if the Eagles were to win.
It's cushioning the blow,
yeah,
the fall.
Tremendously.
Unless you lose, unless Kansas City does what you want them to do, wins,
but and then,
you lose.
But then that's a win.
Yeah, but I mean, how much are you willing to spend?
I would spend $10,000.
All right, so now, I mean, if that's what you want to do.
I'm not going to do it, and I can't do it.
You're not in control of your finances. I think what you have to do is you have to sit Sherry down tonight and just explain to her what this is.
I think it goes over well. I think for the mental well-being of the household, we should maybe get to that decision
together. This is what I'm saying, though. You have to actually have an adult conversation. Like, Sherry, just so you know, this is...
You think that's an adult conversation?
Cher, listen, for you, yes.
Cher, listen, here's what we need to do as a family. We'll take $10,000 out of one of the kids' funds, right, out of their accounts... Put it on the Eagles. Eagles win. Now we've doubled the money. Eagles lose. You know what? Now at least we have our sanity. I don't think she sees it the same way I see it.
I think you do it, and I think you apologize later. Ask for forgiveness. Don't ask for permission. Ask for forgiveness. I mean, you've done almost everything you could possibly do to get yourself divorced, and nothing's worked. I don't think this
well,
is going
to
be
the goal is to get divorced?
No, I just think that I think you're safe.
I don't want to push it.
I think you're one of the untouchables.
I don't want to push it, and I won't. I won't do that to her. But I'm just saying like if I was single, boom, right there.
She's made a long-term commitment. There's a lot of dead money if she loses you.
That's true. Like Aaron Rodgers.
Your whole cap would be a mess.
Yeah, she never recovers from this.
No.
No.
I think you're fine. Do it.
No, I'm not going to do
it. Caution to the wind. Just do it.
And who could she get to replace me?
I mean, there's a list of celebrities.
She might get a good guy. Like, there's no way this new guy could match what I offer.
Felix Auger Aliassime.
It would be different. It would be different. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if I would use match. Like, he probably, I mean, he'd be handsome, I imagine.
I would think.
Could fix stuff.
Probably
have a good job.
I have a good job.
Yeah, you have I know you have a good job, but I'm sure he would have a good job.
I'm sure he would.
She wouldn't settle for less.
Probably a banker.
Yeah, could control the two dogs and train them properly.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe she gets involved with that Cesar Millan guy.
No.
Why not?
Because she has a list of celebrities. Like, I mean,
he's a celebrity.
Well, no, you know what I mean, though. She's got, like, legitimate...
Jimmy Fallon hit on her big time.
Yeah, right,
Jimmy Fallon. In front of a date.
That's aggressive.
Which she didn't appreciate
that.
That was
like Ray Liotta. Right in front of my face, trying to pick up my wife. Right in, like, standing right next to her.
I think that's kind of classless.
Right next to her.
I think that's classless.
She's like, this is my husband, Rick. He's like, I don't care. I'm going to try to will you right now.
Really?
Oh.
Now, by the way, Ray Liotta, how much older than Cassie is he? 40 years?
Way older. But he's Ray Liotta.
I get it. But if you're with your significant other and they're getting hit on in front of you, there's something really creepy about that.
Right. And I wanted to physically assault him, but I didn't. She's like, don't worry about it. It's not. I'm like, he's mocking me.
It's not right. It's not right. You know what she said was real creepy?
Rick Pitino popping out of the bushes.
No, because he was running and he just popped out of the bushes. I probably should I not say it?
No, I think you should.
Do I say who's the creepy guy or no? I don't know. I don't know what's appropriate or not.
Well, you're catching me on a bad day of judgment.
Does he listen?
I would say just throw it out there.
Yeah.
You remember Scott Wolf?
I do.
Played Bailey Salinger on Party of Five?
I do.
Real creepy.
Wow.
That wasn't so bad.
That wasn't so bad.
No?
Yeah. No, but I don't know. If someone's going to be creepy, call him out.
Yeah. Like, come on into my limo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
She's like, I'm not going in your limo. And he tried to convince her
She's
why.
A classy lady. I give your wife credit. She's a very classy lady, and how she puts up with you, I don't think any of us know. But I think the 10 grand, she'd be mad. She's not getting rid of you.
Maybe not, but I'm not going to do that to her because that's the kind of husband I am. I'm a classy guy.
You're growing now as an
individual. I am. I'm right before your eyes. I'm maturing right before your eyes. This portion of the show is driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. You want to hear a little bit from, I'll let you choose. I got Andy Reid, I got Patrick Mahomes, and I can offer you a little Joe Burrow as well.
I want to start with, we should start with the winners, right?
All right, so you want to hear Andy Reid or Mahomes?
Let's go with Mahomes.
All right, here is Mahomes said, we felt like the underdogs in this one.
Yeah, I think guys were probably the most pumped up I'd seen them going into a football game. A lot of trash talk coming from a lot of different places. I think no one picked us to win. If so, it was like 5% of people. I think we've built up enough respect to have a chance to go out and win every game. So whenever you feel like you're the underdog, when you're playing at Arrowhead Stadium, it gets guys ready to go.
All right, a couple things. Firstly, they were favored in the game.
Yeah, but we choose to believe whatever we want.
Right. And listen, if that's what you need to motivate
the crazy mentality.
That's fine. They were favored in the game, and I know plenty of people
but they weren't,
the Chiefs.
Though. But initially they weren't. I mean, initially they were, and then it changed, and
right.
All of a sudden the
and
Bengals
it,
were
And then
favored.
It went back to the...
Yeah,
when they kicked off the game... Yes, when they kicked off... By the way, did you see what the Cincinnati mayor was saying?
Did you see what Travis Kelce said about the Cincinnati mayor?
He called him a jabroni.
Said, know your role and shut your mouth.
Yeah, you jabroni.
You jabroni.
Yeah.
I just like the fact that there's actually, like, you could tell there's, like, real animosity between these two teams.
And the nice thing is this is going to be a rivalry for a real long time.
Because they understand that. They recognize it.
Yeah. Here is the Cincinnati mayor. Here he is.
Good afternoon, Cincinnati. I have a proclamation from the desk of the mayor. Be it proclaimed, whereas the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Burrowhead Stadium for their second consecutive AFC Championship game. Whereas at last year's game, the Bengals scored more points than the Chiefs, resulting in a Bengals victory and a Chiefs loss. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test confirming whether or not he's his father.
That's not funny.
It's too much, man.
It's not funny.
Just keep your mouth shut, please.
It's awkward, and it's dumb. Why would you poke the bear?
Why? Especially when you know after the game, hearing them talk about it, they heard it and they used it as motivation.
Right.
Here's the thing: like you don't sit there before the game, so people understand. Because I hear Kay and them talking about blackboard material, whatever it is. It's not like you spend like it's all like on the whiteboard in front of you and you pass it before a game and you get yourself all extra fired up. What it is you hear it, you see it, and all it does is make you dial in that little extra to all your preparation, all the work you put in, and then you're at this. It's like a rivalry game. Like, you just walk into a game. If we're playing the Rangers, you walk into a game, and you're just instantly at the intensity level is just there.
Right.
You can feel
it's already ratcheted
up. You spend the couple days leading up to the game getting yourself ready. And, yeah, guys, I mean, Patrick Mahomes calling himself the underdog, it's funny when you hear him say it, but what Michael Jordan used to do it. Everyone does that. You just look for, like, that little
Michael
extra.
Jordan would make stuff up.
Right. You just look for that little extra to kind of get you to the level you feel like you need to be at. Because there's sometimes, like, I'm telling you, like, a Tuesday night when you're playing, like, a back-to-back game, it's like, ugh. Like, trying to get yourself to that level is
almost
impossible.
Well, you've seen the really good teams, and they go up against, the Celtics go up against the Charlotte Hornets. Like, they give you nothing.
It's tough to get yourself up. So you're always looking for, like, little external things to kind of get yourself motivated.
Yeah, I don't know that you needed it for this game, but whatever gives you that little extra spice, right?
Well, you're looking for the little edge. Because when you're going up against a team, I mean, that's as good as Cincinnati. You're both good teams. They got a good quarterback. It's a very evenly matched game. You're looking for, like, that little, whatever it is, that little edge to get you over the hump.
And it sounds so stupid. And why would you go after Mahomes?
Because he thought it was being funny.
But it wasn't. But does nobody ever check with anybody else of what I'm about to do? Is it okay?
You got to read that to somebody and be like, hey, what do you think about this?
What do you think about this? Does he not have like a
Empire
chief
State
of
Building.
Staff?
But the Empire State Building. Like, what's the benefit? Well, on this day, we're going to have the AFC champion and the NFC champion. Well, what happens if the Eagles win? That's a great question. Because guess what we're not doing
we're not doing that. So I'm getting a tweet. Apparently, there's a lighting partner program. You can request for the NFL requested this months ago to be lit in whatever teams advance to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's on the calendar. My problem is not my problem is that it's on the calendar.
No, they knew this was in advance.
Yeah, but here's the thing though. Once you realized who was going to be in the game, you have to say to yourself, are New Yorkers going to like it if we have the Philadelphia Eagles colors on the Empire State Building?
It couldn't be more tone deaf than in fact it is. It is absolutely horrendous that they didn't realize there would be an uproar. That's the worst part of all of it. You didn't, A, it's a huge slap in the face to New York football fans. B, you didn't realize? Like, you're that tone deaf? You didn't realize there'd be an uproar over putting Eagles colors on the most famous building in New York City? Like, how dumb are you?
Pretty dumb. Because the people aren't happy with it at all. No, I mean, it's silly. Like, I get it. Like, you're going to do a deal with the NFL. That's great. They were going to request, you know,
wasn't even a deal. You don't even pay for it.
No, but they requested it. So it was on the calendar.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's one of those ones you turn down.
Is there,
thank you.
Is there nobody in the back offices of the Empire State Building that's a football fan that says that? No. Oh,
apparently not. Because
we can't
then they tweeted it with Fly Eagles Fly.
Oh, so like terrible. Travis Kelce, here he is calling out the Cincinnati mayor.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
He's funny.
No, he is funny. And now he gets to go against his brother in the Super Bowl, which is awesome.
Which, you think that we'll have coverage of that?
Oh,
More coverage. We'll, by the time we kick off the game, you'll be more annoyed at Kelce against Kelce
or Andy Reid against the Eagles. Probably both. I can't get enough of the Kelces, though.
You like them?
The Kelces. It's Kelce, though.
No.
I'm just telling you how it's supposed to be pronounced.
Once it's Kelce, and it's been Kelce for an extended period of time, and now you're big enough that you say, no, it's Kelce. It's too late.
How about Terry Bradshaw, too, just bullying everybody? Get over here.
What did he do?
No, it's like...
I didn't watch
Jim Nantz, after the game, was like so nice. He's like, hey, you know, come over, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. Bradshaw's like, hey, get over here. Where are you going? Get over here. Like, just bossing the entire... And then let's sing.
I didn't watch that.
I think we should all sing.
He sang?
They sang Fly Eagles Fly, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts led it. The whole stadium.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That sounds absolutely
horrible.
You would
have loved it.
No, I turned off the post. I turned it off with 4 minutes to go. I was like, you know what? I'm done. After the fight, Williams gets thrown out. I was like, you know what? I'm done.
It's too bad that happened, though. It really is. That Purdy went down so early in that game.
You don't think San Francisco wins?
No, I think, listen, I don't know if they win.
It's a 7-7 game midway through the much second quarter.
Yeah, it would have been a much closer game. It would have been a competitive game.
You're down 14-7. He doesn't fumble that snap.
Dude, Josh Johnson.
He's terrible.
He threw two passes all season long.
Terrible. He was on the team midway through the season.
Right.
Have you seen how many teams he's been on?
A lot. 13, I think?
Like every one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had him. Jets had him.
So did we. So did we. Ira in Staten Island. Hi, Ira. Good morning. Oh, no. I pick up the wrong thing. I'll have to be better here. Yeah. Hi. Why is that? Hang on. I'm putting him on hold. Why is that funny?
I picked up the wrong thing.
The phone lines are messed up, and I can't go on line one. I have to go line two. You see, you don't know back channels have to do. I'm bringing up callers. I got reads. I got sound. You just sit there with your notes trying to be pretty. That's all you have.
It's very difficult when you have to be pushing buttons left and right. Very difficult.
You understand?
Well, at least he found the button. Here's the thing, though. The problem is, and RJ needs to rectify the situation, the man can't handle the three-screen mouse. He can't do it.
Could you?
I got a two-screen mouse, and I have a hard time. He can't handle it.
So do you blame?
I can see him looking for where the mouse is.
Well, the thing's got to flip through screens. It's got to go all the way across. It doesn't make sense. It's like you're beating the time barrier continuum.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
These sound like old man problems. Technology's too advanced. I don't know.
First of all, he can't find it. And then when he does, I've never heard a man click a mouse harder in my entire life.
Did you hear the way he was clicking the pen the other day?
No one heard it but you.
I was getting tweets about it.
You chewed a protein bar and was trying to do a read, a beautiful read.
Yeah.
And you ruined it because you're chewing in my face.
No.
You moved your microphone over so you could do it.
You know what we need to do? It's time to make an in-game adjustment. We need to utilize the touchscreen. What we need to do.
No, I'm not doing it.
Hey, you have a touchscreen. Why doesn't he use it?
No, because I'm not here. I'm not here to start reaching all over the place.
I'll strain a muscle.
I'm not doing it.
The coach just made adjustments, and the player just outright refused
to
do them.
We're throwing on first down.
Yeah, we're throwing checks at the line. You're like, you know what I'm going to do? Throw the ball out of bounds. You're Aaron Rodgers right now.
For me to hit the Schefter sound?
You're Aaron Rodgers.
For me, I mean, you know what I'd have to do?
You're throwing it all over the place.
What do I do? I'm outstretched as far as I go. I can't even reach the Schefter sound.
Can't bench him. No, Jordan Love.
I'd have to roll to press the Schefter. I can't do that.
The camera's just caught you just eye rolling, and that's what's happening right now.
He's wearing the snuggest ESPN pullover of all time.
Through the Surface tablet and everything.
It's like a sausage casing.
You laugh all you want, because I am having great eating days now. Phenomenal. I'm under 1,500 calories. Before you know it, I'll be slim and
because
sexy.
You know why? Because you have a party coming up.
So you're starving yourself.
Right.
Say what you
want.
It's not healthy. This show is just nasty.
Are you having great eating days or are you just not eating?
Right.
That's what he gets.
I had a protein bar today already because I have to have something to, you know, sustain through the show. And I'll have some egg bites. And then I'm going to have some turkey slices, a banana, a little peanut butter, and maybe some soup. And that'll be the day.
It's binging.
No, he's just not eating.
Yeah. He's eating, but he's just eating a,
like a mouse.
Less than normal.
Less than 1,500 calories a day.
You love soup, though.
Because these Progresso soups, the Progresso Light, like a full soup is like 130 calories.
What's your favorite soup?
You know what? Underrated. They have a broccoli and cheese soup, which is nice.
Bring me some soup!
Wow, there's not that many calories in that, huh?
220.
Wow, that's not bad.
And they have a chicken noodle, a creamy chicken noodle soup, which is like 230.
So you like the creamy soups?
I enjoy
the
creamy soup.
Chicorina? Have you ever had the Chicorina?
I don't know the Chicorina.
With the little meatballs in it?
Oh, I do like that.
Nice.
Like,
I don't want to give up the meat.
I think they call that the Italian wedding soup.
It's delicious.
Yeah, very nice.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You've stood in the way of phone calls all day, and I'm not going to let you do it anymore.
You were talking about soup.
Well, you were as well. You were conversing with me.
Well, because I'm trying to have a conversation with you, but I mean, you're the one that's standing in the way.
Bring me some soup!
I thought D. See, I even thought that D had a good point that we should talk about, but no, you blew right past that.
With what? With Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
I figured we would hear the Schefter in a little bit and get to Aaron Rodgers.
You genius.
Yeah?
No, let's get to these calls.
I figured we're not going to ruin it right there. Let's go to Ira in Staten Island. Oh, no, I hit the wrong one again. All right, here we go. Now I got it. Ira, hey, Staten Island. Ira, you hear me?
Now I hear you.
Yes.
You hear me?
I hear you beautifully. Welcome,
there you,
Ira.
There you go. You're a good board operator. You're all set.
I'm doing everything. You should see what I'm pressing buttons all over the place. I'm doing reads. I'm asked to do a lot on the show.
Ira, he has one mouse, and he has two touchscreen, beautiful touchscreens that he refuses to use.
I can't reach the Schefter sound.
No, you got to use a touchscreen. Even I use that type of stuff. So, hey, listen, to get into the game yesterday, first of all, too bad for RJ. It would have been interesting. I really want to see the Purdy thing play out. Listen, it is what it is. And I don't know if you guys are, I don't know if you remember, Dave, you or you're a knowledge guy, you would know. Same thing happened with Tom Maddie and the Colts. Unitas and Morrow were out, and Tom Maddie had to come in and play quarterback.
Absolutely. But you know what, by the way? Did you hear what just happened? You're a knowledge guy.
Yeah.
Like that's a quote.
That's your role. That's your role. It's who you are.
You're the not like of the four of us. I'm the knowledge guy. I'm the smart guy. I'm the man with information. Ira, I've never been closer to you than I am right now. What else you got?
And with the Bengals, you know, listen, you can't take anything away from the Chiefs or Mahomes, but except for that last call when he got pushed out of bounds to set up the field goal, I thought the officiating really holds the Bengals. There were some really questionable moments at that time, and even with 7 minutes to go, I think it was a tie score at that point. And all of a sudden, Zach Taylor starts flinging the ball down the field. He should have milked the clock, kept on getting first downs and scored. He just changed the whole outcome of the game. I think it was second and short, and he threw two long passes. I thought he played it wrong. It's unfortunate. I would have liked to see the Bengals, but it'll be an interesting Super Bowl. I don't know. I guess we'll see. I think the Chiefs will beat the Eagles.
I hope so. I desperately
hope
so.
If I were to ask you, who was Cincinnati's leading rusher in that game yesterday?
Burrow.
Right.
Is that right?
Joe Burrow, yeah.
Yeah.
Four carries, 30 yards.
30 yards the most rushing they had? Mm-hmm. He had that one run where it was like...
Great run.
Yeah, second and 13.
Where he stepped up, yeah. No one was over the center, he stepped up.
No, that's not the one. That was great, too. But the one when it was like second and 13 late in the game and he faked going left.
Yes.
And then,
oh, yeah, he had a little... Yeah, he made a nice little move. Yeah, he's looking... He's a good athlete, man.
He's a great football player.
He's a great athlete and he plays the position... Like, as well
and
as you could possibly
play. And doesn't it feel like he never gets remotely nervous? Like, the moment is never too big for him?
No. You know what the amazing part about him is we talk about this all the time. A lot of time with Zach Wilson, right? Or just quarterbacks, that young quarterbacks. And Joe Burrow's in year three. But it's like, in the NFL, the windows are tighter, right? And you have to throw, like, you always hear it. You have to throw guys open. You hear that all the time, right? Throw guys open. Like, in the NFL, you can't wait to see it open because by that time, it's too late. How many times were they talking about it last night? How early he gets rid of the football? Like, it's
amazing.
He knows where he wants to go with it. It's gone before the receivers even.
Well, that's why it can make up for offensive lines that are, you know, not as good as they need to be.
And there was one throw he made at Hurst in the end zone that was it was perfectly placed, went through his hands.
Yep.
He made another throw to Chase down the right sideline, hit him in the head. That was like
hit him in the helmet,
right in the helmet, and then the interception. Brian Cook made an awesome play because
he batted it up, then it got picked off. Yeah, it really was a great play. It doesn't happen often where I watch sports when I actually just feel sad for somebody. For that Osai kid, I felt sick.
I hated it for him.
You know why? If he did it and he acted like a fool, you'd be like, you know what? He was so contrite. He was so upset. He was heartbroken in that moment.
Yeah, because it cost the team the game, of course.
But that's awful.
Yeah, but this is sports.
He was sobbing on the sidelines. Here is his teammate, Jermaine Pratt. This is tough to listen to.
It's you! I'm cut the quarterback!
Yelling at him.
That's a good question. That's a good question. Like, in that moment, you have to know better.
I get it, but I mean, you can't go back and change
it. No, I know, but it's you have to know better. This is the part of sports that... When you're playing, you know, a game of this magnitude and the game is tied, all it's going to take is one mistake like that to cost you a game. And unfortunately, someone's got to make it, and he made it.
So they were at, what, the 38 if that penalty's not called?
No.
No?
No, they were at the 42.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so.
I have it written down. Mahomes pushed out of bounds at the Bengals' 42-yard line.
I think that's wrong. I'm telling you, I think it's wrong.
Which would have been a 59-yard field goal. Yes, it was the Bengals' 40.
I don't think that's right.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, because I think it went down to the 23.
No.
It didn't go to the 23?
No.
That only got them to the 42?
RJ, no. Without the penalty, it was at the 42.
So I thought he got to the 38. No. I thought he got inside the 40.
Incorrect.
No? RJ, do we have confirmation on that? Let's hear from Zach Taylor.
Got down to the 27.
27. Yeah, it would have been 42.
There you go.
Yes, 42.
Why do you question me? Do you see this? This is what happens when you get here at 5:08. You see this piece of paper?
Yeah, there's a lot of
with
notes.
All the key plays.
Do you take notes during the games?
Yeah, but this is the morning where I go through all the notes and then write down what you're going
to
ask.
So they would
have
had 8 seconds, 42. They would have to get at least, you'd figure, 7 yards,
at least,
and out of bounds.
At least, well, because they said Jay Feely said that anything outside of 50 was going to be tough.
How about the fact that they have field goal kicking experts on the broadcast?
And actually, I like it.
Yeah, I think it's good too.
It actually helps because he knows which direction they were kicking from. I like it.
Yeah, I think it's good, too. All right, here's Zach Taylor praising Joe Osai for that play.
It's hard. You know, this is emotional. We worked really hard to get here, and, you know, any play that people feel like is left out there, you're going to take it hard. And that's we want guys like that, that this means a lot to. They care about it, care about their teammates. Joseph comes to work every day, man. He loves ball. He loves being a part of this team, and it didn't come down to that play.
I like that. I like that he says that.
I like it, too.
Guy.
He defends his guy. He believes his guy. Believes in him. Like when you guys look and you say, I have it written down here.
I'm still not sure you're right.
We get back to how adamant you were that Rick had no idea what he was talking about, by the way.
No, it's not that he had no idea.
He got down to the
38.
It was the 42.
But you weren't defending him right away. You didn't know.
I told him I'd look it up, but I believed him.
So you took this
side
before
I haven't written down on the piece of paper. What's probably, here's the thing with Dave, though.
Listen, here's the thing. No, here's I'm the knowledge guy.
Yeah, right. And that's the problem.
That's
He uses it to his advantage because he said that to me. And I'm like, well, maybe I'm wrong. And I've triple-checked it five times, so I wrote it down.
You triple-checked it five times?
Just because you're
what
the knowledge guy.
I looked at it three times, then I went back, so 15 times I did it.
Exactly. Triple-checked five times.
I triple-checked it 15 times.
I think that's self-explanatory.
That's quite the quote you got there.
That was the way when it's like when you're hanging out like in the garage and your neighbor walks over and you're having an in-depth sports conversation and the neighbor walks over that doesn't know that much. That was Dave just saying, maybe go back to your house on this one. You're not right. You don't belong in this conversation.
I still stand by. I think it was the 38.
Trent, you're thinking like the sports talk version of you're too small in the NBA. Well, you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm the knowledge guy. I have so much knowledge, guy.
They said it would have been almost 60 yards. If it was at the 38, it was at the 42. I promise you.
I understand that now.
Okay.
Well, I'm not 100% convinced.
As long as he understands.
Still not convinced.
Not 100%. Like I'm 90% convinced that you're right, but I still have that little bit of doubt.
Are you convinced that the Tyler Boyd injury was a problem for the Bengals?
Yes. Did I ever say otherwise?
Just making sure. They were on the same page.
That's it. What other notes you got on there? I have so much knowledge.
What do you want to know about?
What do you got? I can't just pick and choose. What do you got?
I got a list of who the Chiefs lost.
What do you mean, players? Or
yeah,
were they lost too?
Was a big loss for them. McCole Hardman, I got those down there. I got the Bengals interception. Brian Cook made a great play.
The Wayne Bryce.
Got the punt. Chris Jones, 3rd-and-8 sack.
That was the 3rd-and-8 with Chris Jones?
Yeah.
That was a big play.
Chiefs did nothing with Burrow's first interception. Bengals scored after Mahomes' fumble.
That was big. Not getting points that would have been the one. Or the play, if Cincinnati would have won, because I thought it changed the entire complexion of the game, was the Mahomes. I don't even know what that was.
The fumble, yeah.
The fumble?
Mm-hmm.
And he should have gotten back on that, too.
Probably.
He should have gotten back on that.
Probably.
It was bad.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Our favorite guy, and this might be the last time we talked to him for quite a while, the one and only Rex Ryan. Good morning, Rex. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I know it's a tearful day, really, to be honest with you.
It could
very
be.
Very emotional for me.
I think it probably is. Day. I think it probably is. All right, so... You know what? Kind of big picture. When you see the ball for Devontae Smith clearly hitting the ground and the personal foul and replaying a play which happened was short of the first down, how bad is the officiating in the NFL right now?
It was disappointing to say the least. Here you're in the championship games and in both games. Quite honestly, it was. It was brutal, no question about it. The thing that I will say, they got the last one right in the Bengals-Chiefs game when the guy clearly hit Patrick Mahomes in the white. But other than that, it was just like, golly, by the way, how many times is Cincinnati going to have to stop Kansas City on a 3rd-and-8? Like, that sequence right there. I got to say this. I've been there on the sideline before. And literally you're thinking, like, there's no bias in the NFL. Trust me, there's not. But, man, I've been on that sideline, and just like Zach Taylor, it's hard not to think there is, that there isn't, because I've been there.
Rex, going back to the play that Dave first mentioned was the Devontae Smith catch. In that moment, don't you have to at least call a timeout there if you're Kyle Shanahan?
Well, you don't call a timeout, you just challenge it.
Right.
I mean, just challenge it. You're right. Just challenge it. You know, like anytime you see a one-handed catch, all right, and the guy goes to the ground, when that team comes up there and you're not seeing the things, whatever, you got to challenge it. Look, I learned my lesson the hard way one time, man. We were playing Kansas City, and we were actually beating them, which is rare. But they throw a ball out there, and all of a sudden I'm like, I don't know if he caught or whatever. They hurry to the line, get the playoff. And then later, of course, I have a coach say, we should have challenged it. Well, dude, where were you when I could have used you? But ever since that time, when I see a one-handed catch, a guy makes a one-handed catch, and he goes to the ground, man, it's crazy, but it almost seems like it always, part of that ball hits the ground. And in that case right there, they should have challenged it.
Rex Ryan with us here, 98.7 ESPN. Rex, the situation quarterback-wise for San Francisco was just dreadful. It was awful. If Purdy never gets hurt, what do you give San Fran a real chance to win that game, or you think Philly wins regardless?
No, I thought Philly was going to win regardless. I was wanting to see it because nobody had put this team behind the sticks. With Brock Purdy, they were averaging like 6.5 yards on first down since he's been the quarterback. Well, hell, anybody can play quarterback in that. So I knew that he was going to have to get behind the stick, or he'd be behind the sticks and have to beat you in a drop back game. That's what I want to see from this quarterback. And unfortunately, when we saw it, he got sacked and his elbow, you know, got messed up. So. We never got to see it. But no, there's no way in hell that team is going to beat Philly that day. No way.
All right, Rex. So once Josh Johnson goes out with a concussion and Brock Purdy's back in, you know he can't throw the football. I think they threw one screen. If that's you, do you keep him out there and know, like the Eagles knowing that he can't throw, or do you try to do something different with a wildcat or whatever it is?
Yeah, I mean, I would have run direct snap runs. That's all you can do. And they tried. You know, they tried to do some of that. But, I mean... You know, you ain't going to win. If you can't throw the football, like, come on. The defense could just tee off on you all day long. And that's what they were doing.
Well, Rex, why not? Like, the game of this magnitude, and I get, like, you don't want to start changing rules and everything else. But we changed the rule, I mean, an overtime rule, so both quarterbacks can get the football. Like, the last thing you want to have in an NFC championship game is a quarterback that can't throw. We can't have, like, an emergency quarterback situation for these games.
Well, I mean, I guess you could, you know, anything, you could do anything, but you can also choose to have another guy up on your roster, you know, but I get it. It's a wasted spot or whatever, only until you need them. So, you know, you don't go into the game thinking you need one, and maybe that will be a rule change. It probably will be, guys. It probably will. The league will probably say you get a third quarterback because they don't want it. It was horrendous. They had no chance to win that game when that quarterback was out.
No, it's your turn. Let's go.
Oh, I don't know. You turn your mic on. Like, Rex, I'm sorry.
He's not on his game. Dead air, though, but dead air.
He's not on his game today.
Sometimes it's better. Embarrassed.
This is what happens when we're in studio together.
Can we get Ira back on the phone? I want to say, Ira, how you doing, buddy? I can tell you one thing. That's the most loyal. He's one of the most loyal fans I've ever seen.
He absolutely loves the Jets. All right, the Osai hit. Personal foul. Right call, wrong call? What's your issue on that?
No, 100% the right call. 100% the right call. And I know everybody's going to feel bad for the kid. No question about it. And the reason we feel bad is, like, the genuine tears and everything else. Like, absolutely. But how would you like to be his teammates? Like, oh, my God. And look, there's no guarantee you're going to win a game, but probably guarantee that you're going to go in overtime. You know, just a horrendous play at the moment. And there was the thing. I always tell her, guys, you never want to be that guy that makes the big mistake doing something, quite honestly, we can say it, doing something stupid. Like, that was it. And unfortunately, a young man made a horrendous mistake. And, you know, then it became a manageable field goal, and the kid nailed it.
Somebody's got to be that guy. Rex, try to explain, I mean, what you're seeing. I mean, you get two of the best, Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes, going at it. But Patrick Mahomes, I mean, 5 years in the league, he's going to his third Super Bowl. Like, what are we try to put into context what we're witnessing here from this kid?
I think the most physically gifted quarterback I've ever seen, and I've only, seen 50 years of football. you know, NFL football. I've never seen a guy more talented than this. That doesn't mean he's the greatest of all times. I think that's Brady. But man, he's on his way.
Can we say Mahomes? Like, is there a hierarchy now, Rex? Is it Mahomes 1, Burrow 2, and then there's a third tier?
See, Josh Allen deserves to be in that conversation. There's no question. Look, Josh Allen, I know he turned the ball. Yeah, Josh Allen's doing it by himself. Like, no way. He deserves to be in that conversation, too. He's that special. And then you got the old guard with Aaron Rodgers and, you know, Tom Brady or whatever. But, no, I mean, Justin Herbert. Like, there's guys ascending in this league. We're seeing some special quarterbacks, Lamar Jacksons and guys like that out there. But, no, it's not just two guys. You know how would Justin Herbert be if his team played better defense? Like, I don't know. Like, he might be in that conversation too. So I just think it's a great time to be an NFL fan because we have so many of these young superstar quarterbacks.
Rex Ryan George is here on the show. So Rex, if you're Robert Saleh and you're Joe Douglas sitting back watching those two go at it, and you're trying to figure out who your veteran quarterback is going to be. Let's just say for this question, Lamar Jackson is off the table. Baltimore gets him signed. I mean, don't you have to try to find a way to get Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. And you've got the coordinator that's been with Aaron Rodgers. So that's important. You have a guy so when Aaron Rodgers comes in, it's the same system, like something that he's familiar with. So you're going to get the best. You're not going to get... You know, quite honestly, even though it's the same guy calling the plays, you're not getting Russell Wilson to put in this situation where it's a brand new offensive system. You know what you're going to get when you get Aaron Rodgers here. And so to me, that's the target. I don't think there's any doubt that that's a target. And you've already heard Woody say that, you know, we're one piece away, you know, and that's the quarterback. So I think the Jets are going to be all in on this. You know, I think it's crazy if Green Bay trades him, but it's what it looks like is going to happen. And if you're Green Bay, you don't want him to play on, you know, in the NFC. So that basically takes that out of the equation. So he goes to an AFC team. I can see it happening. And is anybody going to give the kind of compensation that the Jets will? I don't think they will. So I could really see Aaron Rodgers being a Jet, and let's hope he is.
Rex Ryan with us here, 98.7 ESPN. Rex, we're probably not going to have you on pre-Super Bowl, so let me ask you now. Very early look ahead, assuming, and I think we have to assume that Patrick Mahomes will be even a better version in the Super Bowl than he was yesterday. Who do you like in this one, Philadelphia or Kansas City?
I like Philadelphia, and the reason I do is because I think Jalen Hurts will be a better version of himself too. He was awful in that game yesterday. And they still won by 30. So this team, I think, is a more complete team. I think that pass rush is legit. Look, the Bengals had like 30 sacks in the season. All right? The Eagles had 70. Like, there's a difference in the pass rush that's getting ready to happen against Patrick Mahomes. They can D him up. They can man this team up all over the field. I think it sets up for Philly. The way they can run the ball. All that, you know, and they got the talent on the outside. So, yeah, I think it's the Eagles' year.
All right, Rex, speaking of the year, we appreciate every week that you come on with us and break down football, and we have fun, and we really enjoy you. And this is kind of a sad moment. We're probably not going to talk to you until September of later this season. So thank you for everything, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, my pleasure. Hope to do this thing again next year.
All right, good stuff. That, of course, is Rex Ryan. This is a sad moment.
It's a sad day, but listen.
We'll persevere.
We took advantage of when we had him, and he needs some break. He needs a rest.
I understand. He's all over. He's on KJM earlier, on our show. He'll be on Get Up later on. I'm not saying he's not busy.
He's a big star.
And he works very hard, I'm just saying. Like, you know, I like him. He's a good guest, and we're not going to have him for a long time.
It would have been nice to have him just that week leading up to the Super Bowl, but...
Oh, what can you do? Everyone's going to like Philadelphia in this game.
At least we'll know where he is, as opposed to, have you heard from Rex? No, he hasn't returned any of my emails. Well, he's in Qatar.
Yeah. He's over at the
the World Cup.
At the World Cup. How about that?
Archie was like, I don't think he likes me. He hasn't returned any of my texts or emails.
Don't give RJ a hard time today, though.
He's out of the country.
Today's not the day. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by. Joe Tsai, you have respect for Joe Tsai, right?
Joe, the owner of the Nets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is amazing to me. Empire State Building. Fly, Eagles, fly. We're going green and white in honor of the Eagles' NFC Championship victory. Joe Tsai tweets, utter disgrace.
Buy the building. Do it.
Utter disgrace. It is an embarrassment.
Have Steve Cohen buy the building. Buy it.
How great would he would never have let that happen.
No. It'd be Mets. It'd be blue and orange.
You see the Mets commercial? They're going to... they already aired it, but I guess they're going to air it during the Super Bowl as well. Great.
He doesn't listen. I mean... First of all, the guy knows what's up, and he goes to the Islanders game, him and his beautiful wife, full Islanders gear, like you should, as opposed to taking the beautiful jersey and just leaving it in the studio, like an
Why
animal.
Why do you have to take shots at me?
This is your owner. This is your Mets owner. You love him.
I love him.
And he loves the Islanders, so it's perfect.
And that's, listen, I'm assuming he grew up an Islanders fan. I did not.
Well, people would assume you grew up an Islanders fan since you live walking distance from the Coliseum.
What is it you want from me? I grew up a Rangers fan.
I want you to change your allegiance.
You know that
I want you to renounce the Rangers right now.
You do realize that of all the things you will ever ask anybody ever, that would be the last thing that would ever happen.
We've won two straight. Come on. You can do it.
Is that, well,
two big wins. Come on.
No. Listen, if you guys can win 8 cups in a row, I'm not changing my allegiance.
Come on.
No. It'd be phony, too.
You get to meet the players. Come on.
No. Not going anywhere. Not going anywhere.
Your jersey's right here.
Not going anywhere.
Come on. Stay strong.
Raymond, really, of all the things you worry about with me, and I'm sure there are plenty, is that one you're concerned about that I'm going to jump ship?
Stand firm.
Put on something that fits. Grab this jersey.
You know what? I'm sick of you. Why don't you put in your multiple jackets?
Is that tea gone already?
What?
Is that tea already gone?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's plenty of tea left. Why, you want some tea?
No, it's good, right?
It is sensational.
I told you.
You're missing out. It's so delicious, I'm almost concerned it's unhealthy.
Is that why you were looking at it?
Well, because, you know, like you put honey in something. And then, like, occasionally you'll take a sip and it'll be like a sip with honey. And then every sip has honey.
It's delicious.
So I'm just confused at how they're able to do this. They're like little barista geniuses down there. It's remarkable, is what it is.
Just ask how they're able to do this.
Well, every single sip has a tinge of honey. It's remarkable.
It tastes like peach pie, right? Your mouth.
Put enough honey in there.
But my concern is that this is going to be like a 600 calorie tea.
You think you're going to contract diabetes from the single tea?
I think there's a very good chance.
The best is he opened the top and looked at it to make sure.
I thought there was like there was bees in there producing honey. This thing, you should taste this thing. But he knew all about it. It's like a tinge of honey with this fruity taste. It's unbelievable.
You are amazed by this.
I don't think you, RJ. Sandy, I know you're in a bad mood.
He took the top off and was like looking into it.
Like when they take my Manuka honey, I get disappointed. Those things are $50 a bottle.
RJ, you need to go down because I know you're in a bad mood today, and I understand why. If you had one of these teas, I don't think you would be anymore.
Nah, tea's not moving the needle today.
I think it would.
No,
it's a happy tea. Come on, Ange needs you to be happy. She's pregnant. She needs your good energy.
Cannabis? So last night,
maybe.
Niners lose, and the game's over by 6 o'clock. How does the rest of your night then go? Do you watch the other game? Does Ange give you a massage? Like, how does it work out at your home?
You know what, it helped that the next game started? Because you would think you want to turn the TV off and be done. I just turn the channel and just watch, mostly in silence. Like, a half hour went by, and we're thinking about changing out the blinds in our house. And we hadn't brought this up in like days. And
right.
Ange goes, I think I find a deal on the blinds, I said.
Is she, how tone deaf could she possibly be?
Like a half hour went by. And I just said, it's just too soon for blinds.
Well, I told you about when I walked upstairs after watching the Giants Eagles. And Sherry says, I'm really sorry. And I was like, no, you're not. You don't care.
I think she genuinely cares. I think she does. She can't watch the games with you, but I'm sure she's
blinds.
Upset for you.
Blinds.
I think she meant well.
I think she's trying to change
the subject to make it feel a little better.
No.
Take the sting away.
She's got to know better than that. Blinds? In that moment, team loses the NFC Championship game, quarterback goes down. an absolute catastrophe.
Well, maybe she thought like it would do like some kind of like a project to take your mind off.
No, what she should have done is said, let me get my oils out and give you a rubdown.
Yeah, but you guys don't like that stuff though. You guys already said you don't like that.
Who doesn't like oiled rubdowns?
What do you mean? You said that Sherry was trying to give you more than a rubdown. You're like, nah, I can't. I want it.
Well, I'm broken, but I don't think he's nearly.
No,
as broken.
No, he said the same thing. He wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't take an oiled rubdown?
No.
Right. He wouldn't even let me oil him and Raymond up to wrestle.
What do you mean? He wouldn't even?
I don't know that those two.
It's a no lose.
Kind of related.
It is a no lose.
All right,
it's a win-win.
So let's push
for
this.
You. For
right.
You it is.
Please, right. Maybe
can,
you like
please
it.
Please stop. Let's see how far we can push this thing. Ange says, RJ.
No, I know. I'm interested in nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So she says, RJ, let's retire to the bedroom.
No.
Let's see how aggressive he can get with this and not go over
and
the
you,
line.
And you say, get out of my face. I don't want you
I
here.
I would say get out of my face. I would just say we're just.
You think he's gonna mush her?
Well, I don't know what he says. So you don't want. So
no.
She says, RJ, let's make love. Let's make love like
no,
we just met.
No, it's a time of mourning. We must sit in silence.
She says, I'll dress up as a nurse.
I don't. That doesn't do anything for me.
The nurse,
naughty no. Teacher.
No. We must sit
Catholic
in silence.
Catholic schoolgirl.
Stop changing it.
Christian McCaffrey.
At the best, it's his calf getting massaged on the sideline.
Start with the calf. Start with
a
the calf.
Healthy, I dress up as a healthy, purdy elbow. Let's go.
Why would you go there?
You know what the problem was, too? To make it even worse, is this guy, Jimmy G, was laughing and having a good time on the sideline.
That hurt me.
What was that about?
That hurt me.
You know why? Because he's checked out. Because he's done.
I could have kind of written that off if it happened one time. One time, maybe towards the end of the game. And how many times did it happen? Three, four?
He was giggly.
He
was having the time of his life.
And you know what? They showed Trey Lance at different times going up to different guys. And I know he's under contract for next year, but very straight-faced, serious. You show Jimmy, he's having you think there's a carnival on the sideline. He's playing the game where you throw the ball at the clowns to knock him over and try.
I love that game.
I mean,
I love that game.
I mean, even if you mentally you're on the way out, you're going to get.
Oh, he's gone. He's checked out.
But these are the guys for the last 5 years. You were in those battles with.
He said he wished he had a helmet.
Did you see that he was on the verge? I was telling Rick this before. They said that he could have been dressed for the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah. He almost got cleared for this game. Almost.
Too bad he wasn't, huh?
That was a storyline, like in depth, that I was following, and in my mind, I just said, you know what. If it comes to that, it's probably not going to end well anyways, and it didn't.
Who do you think their starting quarterback week one next season is?
Purdy.
Yeah, I agree. And Garoppolo gone, right? Has to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They have to fix that rule, though. They have to.
Well, I'm surprised Rex didn't.
There's got to be a
like I said earlier, there you used to be, Raymond, this is accurate, right? You used to be able to, if you would have a third guy, he'd be inactive.
Yep.
And if you
he'd be dressed. But,
if you went to that third guy.
Your starting quarterback is done.
Actually, I think
at least the starter might have been.
I think
both
the first,
of the first two.
Yeah, I think the first two have to be done.
They cannot come back into the game. They're not allowed to come back into the game. But then at least you have the option of that third guy. Now I don't know who their third guy would have been.
No, there's no right, third guy that exists right
no,
now.
No,
there's not even a practice squad guy.
Yeah, that's like I mean the NHL has the e-bug, but I mean you'd like to have some kind of like hey, just so you know, like let's have a third guy, whoever it is.
Did you see what the Oilers did the other night?
It was awesome.
How great was that?
Well, that was McDavid told him to do it.
He's that's what a captain does.
Yeah. And then they ran it by Jack Campbell, the goalie, and he's like, yeah, for sure.
What explain what happened, because you're the hockey guy.
So okay, so the Edmonton Oilers are winning. And
comfortably.
Comfortably, yeah. The emergency backup goalie is dressed, and he's now on Edmonton's bench. So
oh, that's what e-bug means. Emergency. Wow. It just
light
occurred
bulb.
To me.
You didn't know that?
No. Light bulb.
Oh, my God.
And this is the knowledge, guys, boys. Oh. This is him.
Emergency backup goalie,
this is
E-B-U-G.
Should have saved that for a stump, Rothenberg.
Oh, what a, you know what? Every time you guys mentioned it, you I'm always like, I wonder what the e-bug
is. I wonder what the e-bug is.
Yeah, yeah. But now, emergency that backup
never,
goalie.
It never registered.
It did. It did now. What a world
of all things.
Yeah, it's just a guy on standby.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that if they had Rick finish your story? But if they had that in the NFL, there's like a Philadelphia accountant that's going to decide the Niners season.
How good would that be? That would be so.
Would have been better than Josh Johnson.
No, come on,
come on. Josh Johnson was
no,
so.
No, it would have been better than having a quarterback that you know can't throw. Which
can't throw the football.
Right. So anyway, so they're winning. And he's on the
e-bug.
Bench. The e-bug is the backup. And they were up by enough where they said, you know what, let's put him in. They put him in, made one blocker save, and got to celebrate him with the team.
And he'll never play again.
No. ball. I mean, he's in, unless another emergency situation
right.
happens,
they need,
but he can play
they need
for
the e-bug again.
Right.
The emergency backup goalie.
Right.
Oh, what a world we live in.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.